Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mincha this afternoon is 4:55 p.m. If you are particular in these areas, today is not only Tuesday, it's also Monday. So that only happens once a year, the Tuesday of Monday of Parshas B'Shalach. So just to be aware if that is your practice. Also, just a friendly reminder, learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by the Wengers in memory of Avram Ben Avram, and Mishnayos are sponsored. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak, we are learning Masechta Olos. And today we start the 12th parak. Mishnah Aleph begins. Neser Shehu Nasan Al Pi Tanur Chadash. What if you have a board that's on top of a brand new tanur that was never lit before, that is therefore not Mekabel Tuma, and it's in a chatzer? Odif mikol tzadav. The board extends beyond the oven on all sides. B'poseach tefach. Now tuma tachtav. Right, if there's tuma underneath the board, so then kalim shal gabav tohor. The kalim on top of the board are going to be tohor, right? But tuma al gabav. If there's tuma on top of it, so kalim shal tachtav tohorim. The board will act as a separator. B'yashem, but if it's an old oven, that is to say it was already used once, so then tamei, the oven is going to become tamei. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wants to argue that it'll be tohor. Not the kalim, just the oven would be tohor. Nasan al pi shnei tanurim. What if the board connects two ovens together? So tuma b'neim, if there's tuma between the two ovens, heim tameim, they're going to both be tamei. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitara again, with his understanding that the Rabbanan go according to their reasoning, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going to argue that it's the same thing. It's attached to the ground. It's not its own kli, and so therefore it's going to be tahor. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and as a result, the ovens will be considered tamei. What about a srida? Says the Mishnah. What's a srida? It's a perforated slab, and in such a way it covers an oven so that the fire inside the oven doesn't go particularly out. Right, it doesn't go out because there's enough air that goes through. It's on top of an oven, but the opening is sealed. Right, it's a tuma tachtav oal gaba of hakol tamei. So if there's tuma underneath the slab, the srida, everything becomes tamei except for everything which is directly inside. Can I get aviro shel tanur? Except for everything that's directly inside, above the inside of the oven, which is going to be tar. Tuma keneged aviro shel tanur, but if the tuma is over the hole, that's over the airspace of the tanur, kenegdo ad arakia tamei. So that's like being in an open column, like in a skylight. And so we said if the tuma is in the open space of the skylight, it's going to just keep rising all the way up and going all the way straight down in a perfect column, but everything else will be tar in the process. We'll stop here. We'll continue with some of these dinim when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a terrific day. Kaddish Rabbanan.